With us now is John Yob, owner of the Michigan-based political consulting firm Strategic National. And I guess congratulations, John. You and your wife, Erica, and a friend were all elected unbound GOP delegates from the U.S. Virgin Islands. You're well known as a Michigan GOP strategist. Why did you run for election down there in the Virgin Islands?
Sure. Yeah, we moved to the Virgin Islands last year. We've been spending time down here for much of the last decade, and then finally made the move in terms of putting our children in school and those kinds of things last year. And we love the Virgin Islands, and this is where we intend to have our home in the future.
Did you ever think of running to be a delegate in Michigan?
No, I mean, that's not where I live, so it wouldn't be the appropriate place to run. So no, you know, I still participate in campaigns across the country from a consulting perspective, but the Virgin Islands is my home.
Now, there was some confusion about your candidacy, and you actually saw the U.S. Virgin Islands Elections Board ruling that you weren't eligible because you hadn't lived there long enough. The supervisor of elections claimed you had falsified the date you arrived there in order to meet that 90-day residency requirement, but a judge issued a restraining order. You were on the ballot. Why was there that confusion, do you think, over when you actually moved? When did you make that move?
Yeah, you know, I was very appreciative of the judge for intervening and granting the restraining order against the Board of Elections. The reality is that, unfortunately, the chairwoman of the St. Croix Board of Elections, her husband was one of the people that I was running against. So, unfortunately, she abused her power to try to impact the party caucus process. But ultimately, I think the voters of the Virgin Islands rejected those attempts, and I was pleased to be the high vote getter.
All right. And when did you move to the Virgin Islands?
Well, we spent a lot of time in the Virgin Islands in May of last year, in August of last year, in November of last year, December of last year. And so we believe that the proper date would be August when we began the facilitation of the purchase of our home.
Okay. And are you planning to, are you going to stay in the Virgin Islands now?
Yes, the Virgin Islands are home. Our children are in school here, and we love it down here, and we would urge more people from across the country to come down and visit paradise.
Hmm. Now, you recently released a book, John, on Amazon called Chaos, The Outsider's Guide to a Contested Republican National Convention. So you're a good one to ask. Now, you're an unbound delegate. Tell us, what is the importance of unbound delegates in any contested convention? How do they operate?
Sure. There are six delegations across the country who have the ability to elect unbound delegates. Those are Wyoming, Colorado, North Dakota, American Samoa, Guam, and the Virgin Islands. And those delegates have the authority to do what's in the best interests of their delegations rather than follow the results of a primary or caucus, because those six delegations don't actually have a presidential preference poll at their primary or caucus.
So this could, in the possibility of a contested convention this summer in Cleveland, put you in a pretty interesting position.
You know, it's going to be an interesting convention in Cleveland. I think it'll be the most exciting convention that we've had certainly since 1976 and probably since 1948. 1948 was the last multi-ballot convention. 1976, of course, with Reagan versus Ford, was the last contested convention. So it's going to be a very exciting convention in Cleveland.
So we've got to ask, as an unbound delegate, do you have a sense yet of whom you plan to lobby and vote for in Cleveland this summer?
No, I haven't made that decision yet. You know, I ran as an unaffiliated delegate, and I'm still neutral in the race. Right now, I'm very focused on listening to other Virgin Islanders and getting their opinions on the presidential race. And then we'll, as a delegation, elect the committee assignments in terms of the Rules Committee, the Credentials Committee, the delegation chairman. And then we'll be talking together as an unbound delegation. We'll probably talk to other unbound delegations across the country and then make a decision sometime before Cleveland.
Political consultant and author John Yob. He and his wife are among the nine delegates from the U.S. Virgin Islands who will be heading to the GOP National Convention this summer. Thanks so much for talking with us, John.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.